Happy Thursday. It's going to be an amazing day. Can you feel it? Something wonderful is happening to you. Take a deep breath in. Say, yes, yes, yes. Something wonderful is happening to me today. I can feel it. Now it's time to get fully present with yourself. Take a deep breath in and come into the meditation with your full awareness of your purpose of sitting, to connect with yourself, to make conscious contact with your spirit or life force energy in your body, and to be fully present in your body as you begin the meditation so that you're not thinking about what happened earlier in your day or what you need to do later in your day. Come into the meditation fully present in the moment in your body with the intention of connecting with yourself. So take a deep breath in. If you haven't already closed your eyes, close your eyes. Take a full deep breath in through your nose. As you're breathing, feeling the air being drawn into your lungs and your lungs opening up, and feel your heart beating, pumping the oxygen in your blood through all your muscles, tendons, and bones. Feel that life force in your body and just relax. Again, take a gentle breath in and feel the life force energy being drawn into your lungs. Feel the energy that's in the oxygen moving through the blood, passing through all your muscles, tendons, and bones, collecting the tension in your body, and then release the tension with your outgoing breath and feel yourself settling into a peaceful, calm state as if you were stepping into a hot, bubbling jacuzzi. Imagine there being a warm, bubbly feeling lapping up inside you as you sink in. Just visualize that as you're stepping in to the hot tub and feel the warmth moving through your back, relaxing your spine. Take another deep breath in, and if you're just inching in now, covering your body, immersing your body in this jacuzzi of consciousness, feel all your muscles relaxing. Feel your shoulders relax, feel your neck relax, feel your mind relax and your thoughts floating around your head like butterflies fluttering away. Knowing that your mind is a machine and you can leave your mind running. Don't even try and stop your thoughts. Your mind doesn't stop when you try to stop. You simply let it go on without you, just like you might have a TV running in the room next door. I want to invite you to leave your mind alone. Whether it's thinking or not, just be aware of the life force energy in your body. Take one more breath in. Very gently hold your breath for a moment and realize that which is causing your heart to beat. There's a force greater than your individual self causing life within you. Just be aware of that life force, that intelligence, that spirit that is animating your own existence, and put your attention on that. Just imagine that your cells are being regenerated even as we speak, even as you're listening. There's a will that brought you to this meditation today. And that which is engaged in hearing these words is your own spirit. It's been evolving you through your whole life, taking you through different lessons where you've been learning, growing, and evolving, and it's engaged your intention right now. It's what's focusing your attention on listening to these words and reflecting on what their meaning is. Take a deep breath in. That same volition is guiding the meditation now. To connect with that volition which is guiding you, just observe that there is something greater than your individual self within you. There is some life force guiding you within your body. And that same life force that created and sustains the universe is alive within you, reacting to you, regenerating cells, guiding you through your all your life experiences. Take a deep breath in. Guiding you in this meditation is the same volition that is moving through me to share these thoughts, these words with you, is moving through you to hear them and to connect with them. So let us take this time not to try and find something that we don't have, but to acknowledge that we do, to acknowledge the life force that is already there. Go into that innate state of peace and oneness that already lies within you. Take a deep breath in. Gather your attention as you breathe out now. Feel yourself settling deeper into the jacuzzi of consciousness. Feel the atmosphere around you being purified and blessed by the divine. Gentle breath in. Release and let go. Imagine this divine energy was descending upon you, like you were sitting down and being showered upon with this light, and this light was entering into your body and mind, purifying you, making you a clear vehicle for your own indwelling spirit to shine forth and guide you. Salutations out of respect to your mother and father. Just bless them, picture them, and bless them in your own way. Bless your children, your teachers. Think of the Lord. Think of the divine. However you conceive your creator to be. Simply recognizing that there is something greater than your individual self causing life all around you and within you. Recognize this presence within you as the very presence of mind to connect with it. That which you are seeking is causing you to seek. That which brought you to this meditation will continue to guide you. So rather than trying to meditate, I invite you to allow yourself to be meditated, to allow the feeling, the life force, the spirit within you to be your guide, to engage that feeling. Take a deep breath in and connect with that part of yourself that wants to know. Acknowledge that part of yourself. Recognize it is the volition that is breathing in and now out. And as you breathe out, allow your eyes to roll up and gaze into the point between your eyebrows. Your eyes are closed, your eyes are rolled up, and you're simply gazing into the dark screen of your mind. It's not a forced stare, it's a simple gaze. If there's any strain on the eyes, if they flutter or twitch, simply drop your gaze. Find a place to settle in, to feel what's comfortable for you. And more important than where you're looking, it's where you're tuning in. I want to invite you to put your attention at the point between your eyebrows. With your attention at the point between your eyebrows, you have the intention of connecting with the life force that is within you, your spirit that is guiding you, even within this moment. Be fully present to what you are doing right now. Your mind is engaged with connecting with yourself. The spirit that gave you the inclination, the curiosity to meditate has reached your mind, and your mind has heard the calling of your own indwelling spirit as evidenced by your presence here, and your attention at the point between your eyebrows will draw energy. It will draw the life force that is within you to this point. And this will invoke a natural relaxation response. Very naturally, your brain waves will begin to drop and you'll go into a very deep state. It's a natural biofeedback mechanism. Your brain waves are now dropping from a beta state to an alpha state, ideally eventually getting into a theta state, a delta state, an ever-quieting state. Gentle breath in. Release and let go. Focus your attention at the point between your eyebrows. And as you focus your attention there, energy flows. Use your mind like a funnel, channeling the energy in your head, using it as a tool to help you meditate by focusing at the point between your eyebrows. And every time you're distracted by a thought, a feeling in your body, a sound, only serving as a reminder to go back to the feeling between the eyebrows. It'll keep you from daydreaming. It's an aid in your meditation. You keep focusing on that feeling, and that feeling gets stronger. It can be ever so subtle at first. As you focus on it, it becomes clearer, and the feeling becomes more pleasant, becomes more palatable. Take a deep breath in and connect with the feeling of your own indwelling spirit. At first, it's just a peacefulness. And then, as you continue to focus, it gets stronger. Use this feeling as your guide. This is your homing beacon. And as you focus your attention and intention at this point between the eyebrows, it will guide you down the corridors of the mind, take you back to the place before your thoughts arise. And in the emptiness of the void, you simply want your attention to dwell. You go into the feeling and let it take you, let it carry you, like you were being guided by the feeling into the infinite abyss of pure bliss. And as you hone in on it, as you tune in, as you calibrate yourself to the subtle current of life force, you'll begin to feel the bliss streaming through you. Go into the feeling. Let this feeling be your guide. The more open you are to receive, the more you'll receive. Take a deep breath in. Gently release. You see, it's already there. You don't have to get it. You don't have to stop your mind. You merely have to be cognizant of what is already there causing life within you. Be conscious of that life force and delve into it and let your attention go there. Keep your focus on the feeling, like you're sitting in the jacuzzi of consciousness, just kicking back, gazing into the point between your eyebrows. Let that subtle feeling take you deeper and deeper within yourself. Just let yourself go into the feeling until you merge with the feeling. Become one with the feeling. Just let yourself go. Let yourself flow. And as you're hearing the sound of my voice, let that voice relax you. Hear the spirit moving through me, being picked up through your ears, connecting with your spirit. And we're joined together as one in spirit, and there's a peacefulness. Like we're just enjoying the space together. Like we're just all sitting in the jacuzzi of consciousness together, getting high on God. Let us all relax. Let yourself be guided by the feeling. Merge with the feeling. Feel yourself being carried by the feeling. As you focus at the point between your eyebrows, just let go. Let yourself flow into the feeling. Take another gentle breath in, as if you're breathing in through this point between your eyebrows. And as you breathe out, feel the energy flowing out from this point, as if you were conducting energy, as if you were plugged into a socket. You begin to feel a little current flowing at the point between your eyebrows. This third eye is your inner vision. It opens and reveals to you your own essence. The life force that animates your own existence is you. And as you're feeling this connection, it is awakening within you this inner knowingness. You're actually activating a part of your mind that's been asleep. The memory of who you are and why you were born is coming to the forefront of your awareness. Take a deep breath in, knowing this is all happening naturally, and the more open you are to receive, the more you'll receive. Breathe into your heart as if you were literally stretching it open to receive grace, to receive the presence, to receive the love that is sustaining your existence. And as you breathe out, give yourself over to the feeling. Surrendering any resistances, defenses, any other imprints in your mind that have limited your capacity to fully receive the grace. To feel the love, feel the connection. Let it go with the outgoing breath. And with each breath, you will naturally open up ever more to the current, to the life force. There will be more spirit moving through your body, mind, vehicle. And each time you exhale, go deeper and deeper into the relaxed state. So try it now. Take a deep breath in, drawing in more love and more light. And as you exhale, going deeper and deeper into the relaxed state. And joining your spirit, merging into the feeling. Gentle breath in, release and let go. For the next 2 minutes, I want to invite you to fully engage the feeling in your eyebrows, as if nothing else mattered. Keep your attention completely focused on the feeling between your eyebrows and feel the energy begin to build up there. Just plug into the feeling and enjoy. hold that attention at the point between your eyebrows for about the next 90 seconds now, like it's the most important thing you could be doing. Observe the feeling. Relax your focus. Relax your effort. Just observe the subtle current. Observe the feeling within you and around you. As you continue to keep your eyes focused at the point between your eyebrows, I'd like to invite you to bring your hands off your lap. Keeping your eyes closed, just bring your hands up a couple inches off your lap. Your elbows are bent, palms facing upwards, as if you were catching a sack of potatoes or something that had been tossed to you. With your arms held in this space in front of you, palms upward in a gesture of receiving, I invite you to get in touch with the part of you that would like to go deeper, that would like to find more peace and more joy, that would like to find yourself, connect with your Creator, realize God or enlightenment. Take a moment and connect with this part of yourself, the part of you that knows it has a purpose. Open yourself to receive the grace, to receive the insight, to receive the love, the peace, and the joy that is innate within you. Connect with that part of you that wants it and affirm it to yourself. Take a deep breath in. Open your heart. Feel your heart opening to receive. Affirm that desire to connect, to awaken as you release the breath. Know that your true self is already realized. You couldn't be anything other than that which you are. The spirit that you are, that existed before you were born, that sustains you throughout your life in your physical body and continues long after the body expires. That spirit is fully present in this moment. Feel it, recognize it as part of yourself. Feel the awareness integrating into your body and mind, so that your spirit may accept it and become a clear vehicle or channel for your own indwelling spirit to shine forth and guide you. Take a deep breath in. Say, yes, yes, yes. I accept my own indwelling spirit to shine forth and guide me. Now take a deep breath in, knowing that this realization is now coming upon your mind, so it may accept the reality of the true state of your being. Your true state of being is the life force itself, the love itself. Let's bring up your arms a little higher. Turn the hands out, palms facing away from you. So if we were all hanging out in the jacuzzi, our palms would all be facing each other now. You can spread your fingers apart, and we're going to use these love satellites, your hand as love satellites, to tune in to the life force within you and around you. And as I'm speaking to you, I'm sending love. You know, my spirit is reaching out through time and space, energy and matter to connect with your spirit. And spirit is what's providing for our existence. We're all plugged into it. And in this moment, you're tuning into it. And as we're coming together as a group and we all are intending to connect with this, it's enhancing our ability to connect with spirit and to feel spirit. Your hands are like the antenna picking up this transmission. As my spirit and our spirits reach out to each other and are connecting, you may begin to feel a tingling sensation in the palms of your hands or the tips of your fingers. Engage that feeling. Put your attention there now. It might help you to make little circles with your hands. And it may become easier and easier to feel a little buzzing or a cushing of energy, the field of life force around your fingers and palms. Feel that energy getting stronger. If you were to get a tuning fork and strike it and put another tuning fork in proximity to the one already resonating, it would pick up that resonance. It would begin to harmonize. It would vibrate together. In a similar fashion, I invite you to resonate with me, to go into the state of consciousness with me and let us share this state of awareness together. Just take a gentle breath in. Draw this feeling into your body, like you're pulling it through your hands, down your arms, into your heart. And as you breathe out, spreading it out through your entire body. And again, breathe in and absorb it like a sponge through your hands, allowing your body to receive the feeling. Let the spirit enter into you. Allow your individual spirit to connect with the Holy Spirit itself. Feel that inner connectivity, the life force that is animating life throughout the planet. Feel it moving through you. Feel yourself connected with it. Feel the energy in your body. Let's just take one more deep breath in. Open your arms a little bit more. Spread your fingers. Allow yourself to receive even more. The more open you are to receive, the more you'll receive. Perhaps you're beginning to feel a buzzing in your body, the subtle current. Bring that feeling inside. Internalize it now. Feel free to bring your hands back down on your lap in a comfortable position, perhaps your hands up in a gesture of being open to receive, and refocus your attention on that space between your eyebrows. Take a deep breath in and through this point again, and this time as you breathe out, just let yourself go and just observe the life force flowing through your body and enjoy it. The key is allowing yourself to enjoy the feeling that's already there. Let go of trying and just observe what remains. Just let yourself go. Let yourself flow. Observe the feeling. Observe the life force in your body. Recognize that feeling as your own. Acknowledge the feeling as your spirit, as yourself. Acknowledge that which gives life within you, and recognize that which causes life within you is you. Without it, you wouldn't be alive. By definition, you are that, and this body and mind is a vehicle to receive that light, to receive that life force, to channel that love and compassion. Feel it enter your mind. Feel it moving into your body. Take a deep breath. Connect with the feeling. Feel the feeling being absorbed into your body and into your cellular memory of your body. Breathe out and imagine your body is in a cocoon of golden white light. Feel the life force all around you. If you bring the palms of your hands together just a few inches apart and waver them, you'll begin to feel the life force around your hands. So you can bring your hands up, right? They're about maybe 6 inches or 8 inches from one another, as if you were holding a ball in between your hands. But it's your energy ball. It's your magnetism. And as you sort of waver your hands back and forth, maybe a couple inches, just feeling there's a life force between the palms of your hands. And that life force will grow every week, every week. It'll come stronger and stronger. You'll be able to lift your hands, 4 feet apart, and as if you'll feel like there's a 2x4 of light in your hand as your magnetism grows and grows every week as you connect in the self-mastery course and as you come to the mentor course and you practice your meditation every day. Your magnetism, it will go stronger and stronger every day. Take a deep breath in. And observe that which is conscious of the life force, the conscious observing of being this consciousness. You can bring your hands down when you're ready. As the consciousness, observe your mind. Observe sound coming through your ears and your mind recognizing those sounds as words and meaning of those words. Observe thought occurring. There's a subject and there's an object. The object is your mind and the thoughts that are being projected in your mind. But you are the witness of that which your mind is thinking or not thinking. That is consciousness. Just observe that part of you that can observe. Observe the observer observing. What part of you is observing? Observe that part of yourself. And right now you are conscious. You're conscious of what you're thinking. You're conscious of being here. You're being conscious of this consciousness. Bring this awareness to the forefront of your mind so your mind may behold that which you are. The more conscious you become of your own consciousness, the more your consciousness awakens. In this moment, you are conscious. Just be aware of how you are feeling right now. Take a deep breath in and just observe the feeling in your body. Observe the energy, the life force. Observe the state that you are in. And know that you can come back to this state at will by remembering it each time you meditate. Each time you go through this meditation, you will connect with it ever deeper, and the connection will become clearer and stronger, and the bliss will develop, and the feeling will guide you ever deeper. Your consciousness will continue to fully awaken to full realization. Take a deep breath in, knowing this is true, and acknowledging the part of you that brought you here. Release and let go. Feel yourself coming back into your body, integrating this higher awareness into your mind. If you ever need help connecting with the feeling or going deeper, just put on a meditation. Just think of Stephen and allow the spirits to connect. It will become effortless. The secret to meditation is allowing yourself to feel what is already there. And anytime you're feeling anything else other than this, it's only serving as a reminder to get back in touch with yourself, to meditate. If you're not feeling the bliss, if you're not feeling the divine presence, it's only because you're ignoring or denying it. Take a deep breath in. Now that you know you have a choice, you can come back again and again and continue to awaken. Take a deep breath in. And take a moment to recognize how you feel. How conscious are you of this consciousness? How conscious are you of what state you are in? Take a deep breath in. Let's just take a moment and bring up our right hand. And this is, I like to call this your catcher's mitt of love. You know, just imagine I'm sending love to you and you're just receiving. You know, there's an infinite amount of love available to you at every second of the day. And just by intending to connect with a greater amount of it, by opening your heart bigger so you can receive the grace, you will receive more love. You will receive more grace. So let the love galvanize in the tip of your middle finger. Let the energy build there. The white light or glowing white light maybe is even forming there. Maybe you're beginning to feel heat or pressure as the love grows and galvanizes in the tip of your middle finger. And just imagine the atmosphere around you is purified and blessed by the divine. And the divine energy descends upon you. You are purified and blessed. You are protected and guided by the divine in all your activities, day and night, in all places. Om. Now we'll just take the middle finger and give your third eye a tap. Good. And let the energy build there. Maybe giving it a couple taps, just merging into the feeling. And you feel connected. Just bring your hands down on your lap in a gesture of being open to receive. And the more open you are to receive, the more you'll receive as we sit in silence for a few moments. deep breath in. Tend to go even deeper, to open your heart even a little bit more, to allow a little more love in. Now as you breathe in, feel your heart expand even more as it fills with love and light. And as you exhale, you're exuding it out of you, becoming a powerful generator for love. To see yourself as a vehicle of unconditional love, and peace and joy with you everywhere you go. Right, now let's take a moment to think of your life partner, your closest friend. Bless them, bless your children, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, close relatives, animal friends. Bless the people you work with, your clients, maybe your students. May you be blessed by the divine. You are protected and guided by the divine in all your activities, day and night, in all places. May the whole world live in happiness and peace. Would you take a moment to picture that right now with me? Would you visualize a world where we all get along and felt compassion, tolerance, and acceptance for one another? Would you try to create that in your own world by awakening your consciousness through daily meditation? And together, we can all create peace on earth by creating peace within ourselves through our practice of meditation and introspection. May the whole world live in peace. May you enjoy good health, long life, prosperity, happiness, and peace. Clap our hands together, rubbing them, creating heat and friction. And go ahead and take your hands and palm your eyes, breathing the energy into your eyes. And if you're ready, just go ahead and slowly breathe your eyes open, remaining in the meditative state with your eyes open. Noticing how conscious you are of your consciousness. Good. And so this was sort of an introduction to, you know, the Kundalini meditation, to the meditation that you're going to learn and practice throughout the course. You know, simply connecting with the life force with in you that is you, and meditating on that life force, meditating on that feeling. It's like your date with the divine. This is your special time every morning. I mean, ideally first thing in the morning, but every day you're taking 30 minutes or more over the next 12 weeks to connect with this life force. It's like your date with God or the divine. You know, I know God can be a weird word, but just imagine for a second. We're not talking about, you know, a man with testicles and long hair, but let's just use that as a metaphor, that there was an actual God and you had a date with God. You know, you wouldn't miss that date, you know. I mean, if you had a date with the President of the United States, you know, Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, you might not miss it, because at least you'd get a chance to meet them and maybe speak your mind. But the point is, you wouldn't miss that lunch date. So, you know, you don't miss your lunch date with the divine. This is the special time to connect. And that's the meditation. So there'll be a Thursday, 6 a.m. Pacific meditation call where you can connect. And we'll review the precepts of the self-mastery course, as well as have time for questions and answers, you know, particularly questions that you might not be able to ask Stephen for whatever reason, I don't know, but I'll be there to answer them for you as well after we connect and meditate. And that will, you know, officially start the Mental Core next Thursday, where we'll be diving into the, you know, the course information. So I'm going to stop the recording now, and we'll just connect for questions.